Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because you're about to meet a champion small business owner, not just in general because of the outstanding work that he and his folks do, but also because he's been recognized as a champion and just recently. And so he's here to talk to us about that. I've asked him to join us on the show to tell us a little bit about his story. Eddie Manis is the president, the founder, and the owner of Prestige Cleaners, which is a full-service, and we're going to talk about this in a minute, folks, a full-service cleaning company like dry cleaning, that kind of thing, in the Knoxville, Tennessee area. And he's our new friend, Eddie Manis. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you.
Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here. Congratulations on all the things that's been going on. First, I want to get the champion thing out of the way because I'm very proud of you. As my audience knows, 2 weeks ago or so, I was in Washington, D.C. helping the U.S. Chamber celebrate Small Business Week with their Small Business Summit. And I moderated a panel there and did some other things there. And you were there as well representing the Knoxville Chamber area, the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, a great organization. Mark Field, my buddy up there, Mark Field, is, I know, is a friend of yours. We're proud of the work that he and all the folks are doing up there in the Knoxville Chamber. But you guys were there, and tell the audience why you went to Washington that week.
Well, first let me say the Knoxville Chamber does an excellent job here in Knoxville, and we're very fortunate to have them here representing us. But we went to D.C. to accept the Community Excellence Award. We were one of the Blue Ribbon Small Business Award winners.
Congratulations.
One of 75. Thank you. And of those 75, one of us had the chance to win the Community Excellence Award. And the Community Excellence Award was based on areas of employee development, community involvement, customer service, and strategies. And we were elated to be the winner and the recipient.
You won.
We did win.
You took home the gold.
We took home the gold.
Congratulations, folks. This is, and you know, what I love about this, Eddie, is, I mean, you're a dry cleaner. There isn't any more fundamental, elemental, simple brown wrapper, Main Street small business than a dry cleaners, is there?
That's very true.
I mean, when people think of dry cleaners, I mean, God bless you, but you know, people don't usually wake up thinking about how critical a dry cleaner is to my life, you know, and like, you know, like they do, you know, the next hamburger I'm going to eat or the next beer
shop
I'm going to drink or something like that. And but you've taken that kind of a business and you've made it into a champion business. And folks, that's the kind of thing that you can do. Everyone, all of you out there, whether you take home an award or not, you can accomplish the kinds of things that Eddie is going to tell us about. Now, Eddie, you started your company in 85, right?
Yes.
And tell us what was going on at the moment that you decided to start this business. Did you start it from scratch? Did you buy an existing company? What did you do?
Well, it's interesting. I was working my way through school, and I was attending class on weekends and working full-time for a laundry and dry cleaning company here in Knoxville.
Yeah.
They were 100 years old at that point. I was working my way through school and doing pickup and delivery, some of what we do today. And I was looking through the classifieds and saw used dry cleaning equipment for sale. So just out of curiosity.
This is an example of how much of a life you didn't have, right? You're looking for used dry cleaning equipment. Now, that's at that moment, that was kind of pathetic, wasn't it, Eddie?
It was pathetic.
Go ahead.
But I was just looking through the classifieds.
And so you're big with the girls in those days too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's apparent.
Go ahead.
So I was looking through the classifieds and saw used dry cleaning equipment. And because it was a phone number that was in the market that I was serving, I was curious. And so I picked up the phone, called the guy, and we kind of struck up a conversation. And to make a long story short, the guy, after about three or four telephone conversations, we met for coffee. He talks me into buying this used equipment. At that point, it was 30 years old. and he did some owner financing for me. I sold some of assets, what few assets I had, to make the down payment. And, you know, that was in 1985 when we started with one location.
So you were working for one company, and you bought this dry cleaning equipment.
Right.
But now, was this like, this wasn't like a full, all the stuff you ever needed to open up a dry cleaning store, right? You had to have other stuff.
Oh, right. No, absolutely. It was just some basic equipment.
I know what you were feeling, Eddie, but what were you thinking?
Yeah, I ask myself that a lot. What was I thinking in 1985? Jim, I'm not sure I was really thinking a lot of anything. I'm not sure I had the capacity to think at that point, and that may have been a good thing for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, oftentimes people have asked me, and I'm sure they've asked you and a million other small business owners, what made you think you could do that? And the answer is, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I didn't know any better. I didn't know that.
Ignorance was bliss at that moment, wasn't it?
That's exactly right. I didn't know that I could fail.
Yeah. So you opened up a business. How long before you actually unlocked the door and said, please come in?
Well, it took us about, I guess, maybe 6 weeks to get everything installed.
Yeah. You had to go find a storefront.
I had to go find a location. There were some obstacles there that I wasn't aware of.
Yeah.
And so we
like
opened
everybody,
up.
Every building isn't set up for a dry cleaner.
right. So we actually installed the equipment and then waited for the first customer to walk through. And I remember those days.
How long did it take?
Oh, it was probably maybe 4 or 5 days before the first customer walked through.
You opened your doors and sat there and did nothing for
yes.
4 or 5 days
yes.
till the first customer wandered by and like a spider waiting on the something to fly into your web, you grabbed him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we started doing a few flyers and then word started spreading, and we grew rather quickly at that point because we focused on the customer.
What do you think you grew so fast at that point? I mean, you focused on the customer. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I think that we really sold out to giving the customer the level of service that they really needed. I knew what was lacking in this market. I was young, but I knew enough to know what we needed to give the customer to be successful.
So you're saying that what you thought was going on in your area with dry cleaning was that the people who were doing dry cleaning thought it was all about the dry cleaning.
Exactly.
And you knew it was all about the customer.
Exactly.
And all about the relationship, the experience, not just, you know, anybody can clean clothes.
That is
right.
That is right.
You got to love them up, don't you? Eddie Manis, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Eddie is the president, the owner, the founder, the brainchild, the visionary, and the wacky entrepreneur behind Prestige Cleaners. Also, the champion behind Prestige Cleaners. He and I will be right back, 20 after. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. And as you know, I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm excited about having Eddie Manis on the show with us. Eddie and I have been talking a little bit already about his champion small business, Prestige Cleaners. He's the president, founder, the owner, and the visionary behind Prestige Cleaners. Eddie recently won a huge award for excellence in Washington, D.C., received from having been nominated as one of the outstanding members of the business community in the Knoxville, Tennessee area by the Knoxville Chamber. I'll tell you again, they do a great job up there in the Knoxville Chamber. And nominated to the U.S. Chamber in Washington, who gave Eddie, who bestowed upon Eddie this the award. Again, Eddie, congratulations on that. By the way, before we go any further, tell people how they can find your website.
It's www.prestigecleanersinc.net.
PrestigeCleanersInc.net. Now, okay, you started out with 3 employees in 85.
Right.
How many you got today?
We have 148 today.
You had one location that didn't have any customers day one, and now you've got how many locations?
We have 10 locations, and we have 5 pickup and delivery routes.
5 routes.
Yes.
And are you using your website? Can people find support with you on how to do business with you, your regular customers, through your website?
They can. It's an active website.
Tell us what you're doing there. Folks, this is huge right here. Go ahead, Eddie.
Well, a lot of times we have customers that will request pickup and delivery on the route. They can sign up for pickup and delivery. They can pay their balances, their accounts receivable balances on our website.
Wow. So you actually have online payments with them.
Yes.
They can say, hey, my neighbor does business with you. Can you put me on your route?
Yes, absolutely.
They can do all that online.
They can, and they can communicate with me directly. They send an email to Eddie Listens. It comes straight to my BlackBerry, and I respond directly back to them.
Good for you. Good for you. And then if you had something that you wanted to tell them, if you wanted to say, okay, you know, one of our machines broke down, we're going to be an hour late, or if that should happen, you could communicate with them.
We communicate with them if we have holiday schedules on our route,
right?
If we're offering a special product or a special service,
folks, springtime's coming in. Let us pick up your furs and store them for you, or whatever.
Exactly. That's right? Exactly right.
Right. And all your orange T-shirts, you know, and your classy orange T-shirts, if you want those specially done, right?
For the all of those orange T-shirts and those fur coats. That's what it is.
for those volunteer games, right?
That's right.
okay, so talk to us a little bit about what you've been doing in the community. What does your company do to give back to the community?
Well, I say this quite often. I think Knoxville is a great community, and it's an easy community to support because Knoxville is very supportive of businesses that support the community here. But just a few of the things that we do, our own program is Project Classroom, one of the Project Classroom programs. And so we give back a percentage of our sales to Knox County schools, surrounding county schools also, that our customers write the name of the school they want to support, and then we put that in, we tally those at the end of the year, and we give a certain dollar amount to local schools.
So you let your customers decide where the money's going to go,
yes,
where your contributions are going to go, and so that ties them, that connects them. Folks, when you've heard us talk on the show before, when you've heard me talk about connecting, when you've heard me talk about an experience, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about, isn't it, Eddie? It's that's part of the experience that they have with you.
It is part of the experience.
And it makes them loyal to you, doesn't it?
It very much does. And I think loyalty is a key word. I mean, we try to really build loyalty with our customers and give them what they need. And we go from Project Classroom on into, you know, Coats for the Cold. We've cleaned over 100,000 coats for local homeless people here in Knoxville.
Wow.
Distributed in the fall.
Good for you.
And then most recently, our Honor Air program, where we are taking flying World War II veterans to Washington, D.C.
Holy mackerel, you're giving me a chill now.
We've flown over 740 World War II veterans today.
Thank you for that.
Sure, you're welcome. It's an honor to be able to do that.
Well, folks, what else can we say? I mean, this is the kind of thing that you can do in your business. And Eddie, I know you started doing these things because you're the kind of guy, your company is the kind of company that wants to give back to the community. But you've also found a way to involve your customer communities, which I know that's how you think of them. They're customer communities, not just customers. You've gotten them involved with you. And so it's this huge partnership between the customer that makes it happen at the business and the business that makes it happen for those who can't make it happen for themselves.
It is a partnership, Jim. It really is.
And so what would you say to someone? I got about 45 seconds.
Okay.
Somebody out there wanted to get started doing something like this, one little small project. What would you say to them?
Focus on the detail. Keep pushing through and never give up. It's a sacrifice, and you have to be willing to make that sacrifice to be in any small business. But if you push hard, all the stars line up. I said this yesterday. If the stars line up, you will succeed.
Yeah. Hey, Eddie, give us a website one more time.
www.prestigecleanersinc.net.
I don't care what business you're in, folks. You need to go see how they do business because you can do that online, too. It's more efficient. It'll save you money. It'll connect your customers to you, make them more loyal to you. Eddie, I'm proud of you guys. Will you come back and keep us updated on how things are going?
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry I didn't have time for you to sing Rocky Top, but we'll do that next time.
Okay. I'll hope to do that.
Eddie Manis, ladies and gentlemen, from Knoxville, Tennessee, Prestige Cleaners. And we'll get him back again another day. Really proud of he and all his folks. I know he's proud of his employees, too. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.